Big week for Formula One fans. Best drivers in the world have headed down under. Australia is where the Grand Prix season starts this weekend. And Reigate's very own Max Chilton will be on the grid down under as he prepares for his second season in Formula One. Well, before he went, last week I caught up with Max. He spoke exclusively even to BBC Surrey, and we're bringing you that interview all of this week. Now, yesterday we found out a little bit more about life as an F1 driver, and also tomorrow we'll be looking ahead to how the other drivers actually treat the new boy. But in today's instalment, I asked Matt about his training and really what goes into making a pro F1 driver.
Well, most of my competitors are living in Monaco and training in the sun and not freezing. I'm there with my thermals on in the wind and rain, cycling up Surrey Hills. But for me, it's perfect training. I go out for 3 or 4 hours, find as many hills as possible, and regret finding the hills, but you feel good when you get to the top. And we're just very lucky in Surrey. We had the Olympics come through the local roads, which I'm always cycling, which was amazing, because I remember watching them on the Olympics cycling the roads whilst I was out in Budapest, thinking how amazing that is, that we have all these world-class cyclists cycling the roads. And yeah, I'm very lucky and proud to live in Surrey.
Have you got a favourite route?
Yeah, I tend to always start going up Box Hill. It's good to warm the body up. And then I head towards Guildford direction. I go up Leith Hill, back down Leith Hill into Dorking. And then I kind of go up varying amounts of degrees of hills between Dorking and Guildford. And some are pretty steep. So it's a lovely area. And sometimes I head down to Brighton and back.
Clearly, you need to be a competitor. If somebody else passes you wearing a bit of Lycra, is it game on?
Oh, it's a real tricky situation. If I'm with my trainer, he kind of pulls the reins in and it's like, no, we're doing our own training. But sometimes if I'm on my own, I can't help it, because you just feel like they give you that look like they're quicker than you. And you're like, well, no, I've probably been out here for 3 hours longer than you and I'm just steadily training. So sometimes I fall into that hole where I have to try and beat them. But most of the time I'm quite strict and I just kind of, you know, it's low intensity but long duration.
So how does the exercise of being on two wheels transfer to actually helping you in the car?
It's a huge amount. I've always done a lot of training, but this winter I've really upped it. And in winter testing in Bahrain, I really noticed the difference, because I've been doing more training than ever, but I've also been more specific with it. So I've been up at St Mary's University in Twickenham in the heat chamber for 2 hours every week at 32 degrees in high humidity. So I found Bahrain really easy. I've been really specific on working on my left leg, where you have to hit the brake pedal really hard. And my brake pressures have been fantastic in Bahrain. So it really does make a difference. And, you know, sports these days, they're not like they used to be. You kind of have to be even more at the top of your game now to try and make a difference. So, you know, every little bit helps.
Aside of, you know, when you're in the car, are there other sports that you sort of take part in that actually demands the same of you?
It's a really good question. There's nothing I think is like racing a Formula One car. You can split the sport up, and that's the best way to do it. So reactions are incredibly important. We're doing, you know, 220 miles an hour, maybe 200 miles an hour through street circuits, and you're an inch within the barrier. So your reactions are very, very important. So you can practice things like Batax. It's like a wall of buttons, and as soon as you hit one, another one comes on, and you have to do as many as you can in a minute. You know, that's really good for the reactions. There's also mind stuff. I think if you can be really prepared and on top of your mind, you can chuck bad things that have happened out of the way and just focus on the future. That'll make any sportsman a better athlete.
Well, we've seen that with the England team going to be taking psychologists out. What do you do? Have you got a hypnotherapist? How do you actually deal with the mind?
Yeah, I started using a mind coach 2 or 3 years ago. And before that, I never really believed in it. I thought, oh, it's just, you know, it's just for people that are not very strong in the head. But it's not to do with that in that sort of way. It's to make your mind as strong as it can be, and mainly either be incredibly prepared. So anything that happens, you go, oh, I know how to deal with this. Or something bad happens, how to get rid of it. Everyone makes mistakes in whatever sport you're doing, whether you're Tiger Woods or McIlroy or Murray, whoever you'll be. You always make mistakes, and the best way to deal with that is by chucking it out of the back of your head and just getting rid of it, because there's no point in going forward in the game if you're still thinking about what you've just done wrong, because you're just going to go wrong again. So that's the biggest aspect I find that helps.